And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 18th of August, 2024. Today, the American Vegan Society is hosting a 90-minute walking tour through the Old City of Philadelphia. The tour will focus on the city's vegetarian and vegan history and will be led by Vance Lemkuhl. Attendees will visit historic locations tied to vegetarian pioneers, such as Benjamin Lay, Ben Franklin, the Grimke sisters, Sylvester Graham, Bronson Alcott, Carolyn Earle White, Peace Pilgrim, and Alphonse Austin. Vegetarian advocacy officially launched in the United States in 1817, just one block from the American Vegan Center, and the story of that group, along with others, illustrates Philadelphia's groundbreaking role in American veg history. The tour departs from the steps of the American Vegan Center at 17 North 2nd Street at 10:30 a.m. today. The Capital Region Vegan Network is gathering this morning to take a tour of the Catskill Animal Sanctuary in Saugerties, New York. They will experience a 90-minute guided tour of the sanctuary as a group, getting to connect and cuddle with the residents who love affection and say hi from afar to the shy ones. After the tour, they will enjoy a vegan pizza lunch together. The Catskill Animal Sanctuary, founded by Kathy Stevens, is a 123-acre haven for horses and farmed animals rescued from cruelty and neglect. The Catskill Animal Sanctuary offers a weekend and special group tours, vegan cooking classes, speaking engagements, a summer day camp for kids, and a host of compassionate programming year-round at its primarily solar-powered sanctuary. Lodging is available on-site at the homestead, a beautifully renovated 1813 farmhouse. Approximately 200 animals are lucky enough to call Catskill Animal Sanctuary home, and they enrich the lives of all who meet them. Two of these animals are Anastasia and her twin brother, Milton, two young cows who were born on a small local dairy farm. When a female is born with a twin male, she's most often a free Martin animal, or sterile. Because Anastasia couldn't be made pregnant and then produce milk, and Milton is a male, considered a byproduct to the dairy industry, they were both going to be killed. Instead, the Catskill Animal Sanctuary rescued them, but they could not save their mother. She was producing milk and therefore profitable to the farmer. The sanctuary website says, "We know we can never replace their mother, but they will live a long and wonderful life knowing only love." It's the birthday of actress Madeline Petsch. Madeline Petsch is an American actress and YouTuber, best known for playing Cheryl Blossom in Riverdale and Marissa in the F the Prom. Petsch has been vegetarian since birth due to her parents' environmental concerns, and she went vegan at the age of 14. She now uses her YouTube channel to share plant-based recipes and what she eats in a day. When she was 22, she teamed up with PETA to promote veganism, wearing a dress made from bok choy. And she has competed against Gordon Ramsay in a vegan MasterChef cook-off. Petsch is also a board member of the Environmental Media Association, a nonprofit organization that works with the entertainment industry to encourage eco-friendly practices. Madeline Petsch said, "Be more and more conscious of what you're doing and what you're eating. Becoming aware of what's going on is really the first step." It was on this day in 2023 that Best of Vegan Baking cookbook by Hansen Hahn was published. Hansen Hahn is a vegan food enthusiast and travel food blogger. Every page of this cookbook guides you through plant-based baking, providing the perfect pace to absorb essential baking knowledge. Master the art. From luscious brownies to chewy chocolate chip cookies, each recipe is a step toward becoming a plant-based baking expert. And here are some statements made by vegan activist Peace Pilgrim. I recognize that there are some well-known, little understood, and seldom practiced laws that we must live by if we wish to find peace within or without. Included are the laws that evil can only be overcome by good, that only good means can attain a good end, that those who do unloving things hurt themselves spiritually. Every good thing you do, every good thing you say, every good thought you think vibrates on and never ceases. The evil remains only until it is overcome by the good, but the good remains forever. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that it costs us nothing to be kind to animals.